Hello and welcome to the DeMartini Show. If you love learning about personal development, universal laws, philosophy, and human behavior, and you have a value on mastering your mind and your life, then you've tuned into the perfect podcast with Dr. John DeMartini. He's a human behavior expert and polymath with over 48 years of extensive research into human behavior, and what he shares across all of these episodes will give you an incredible competitive advantage in your life. In this episode, Dr. DeMartini explains why suffering can be the result of seeking a fantasy or a one-sided life. And as such, any suffering in your life is really just feedback to bring you back into balance. So make sure you've got your pen and paper or your digital note taker ready, and let's get started with this week's presentation, The Source of All Suffering. Enjoy.
John Milton said, "You can make a heaven out of a hell or a hell out of a heaven. There is no such thing as a one-sided event unless you, with your mind, are choosing to subjectively bias your interpretation and label it so. And you've created your suffering by your narrow-mindedness. Every event has two sides. If you choose to see only one side and label it positive or negative, well, you just increased your suffering. COVID is a good example. I've seen some people go, Saint COVID. They see all the upsides. I've seen other people see all the downsides. They're fearing the loss of this. They're fearing the gain of this. COVID has two sides. There's advantages and disadvantages it's bringing you in your life. If you can see them both at the same time, you're going to reduce your suffering. Now, let's take that and let's put it into neurological constructs. Your brain is set up with a forebrain and a hindbrain. Your forebrain is for foresight. Your hindbrain is for hindsight. Your forebrain is for pre-planning, and the other one is for reacting. Proacting, reacting. The forebrain has an executive center for governing down the impulse and instinct of seeking and avoiding, and keeps you objective. Objectivity means neutral-minded. So if you're living in your executive center, you're more resilient, more adaptable, you're more present. If you're not, you're going to go into your amygdala. When you're living in your amygdala, you're going to be trying to avoid pain and seek pleasure. And therefore, you're searching for one side that doesn't exist, and you're trying to avoid that which is unavoidable. So suffering is a survival strategy of the animal part of our brain called the amygdala. Now, you probably have known that I've never done a talk without talking about values. Well, there's no exception. Everybody has a set of priorities in life, a set of values in life, things that are most to least important in life that's unique to them, like a fingerprint. Whenever an individual lives by their highest value, the blood glucose and oxygen goes into the forebrain, where you're more objective, you're more neutral, you're more resilient, more adaptable, less distressed, more proactive, and you're disciplined, reliable, and focused, and you achieve and you expand yourself. That's why they call them executives that have self-governance. What they mean by self-governance is they're governing the distractions of impulses and instincts of their lower brains. Responses of survival. They're in thrival, not survival. But the second they do lower priority actions and don't live by highest priorities, the unfulfillment that comes from lower priority actions, because when you're doing things that are high on your priority, you feel fulfilled. When you're doing things low on your priority, you feel overwhelmed. One's on top of the world, one's the world's on top of you. One, you're resilient, adaptable, and you're grateful, and the other one, you're ungrateful, and you feel the world's running your life. The second you do low priority things, either because you've injected values of others trying to please everybody else and lost your own focus and clouded the clarity of your own mission in life, you're going into your amygdala. Your amygdala is going to try to separate the inseparables, divide the indivisibles, and make you seek that which is unobtainable and try to avoid that which is unavoidable. And you increase your fears, the fear of loss of that which you seek, the fear of gain of that which you try to avoid. So suffering is a byproduct of not living by highest priority. Suffering is a byproduct of having an amygdala want to avoid pain and seek pleasure all the time, wanting to avoid challenge and seek support, wanting to avoid difficulty and seek ease. You're looking for a one-sided world. Imagine you're in a relationship with somebody that you're dating or married to. And imagine you only want support, never challenge, only want kind, never cruel, only want nice, never mean, only want positive, never negative, always want peaceful, never wrathful, always want considerate, never inconsiderate. You want a one-sided reality. I guarantee you, you're going to suffer in that relationship because you have an unrealistic expectation on a human being to be one-sided, which they can't be. If I said to you, you're always that way, one-sided, always positive, never negative, your own BS meter would go off and go, no, that's not true. And you'd immediately think of the time when you were the other side. Your intuition is always revealing the side that you're unwilling to face, that you're unconscious of, to put on a facade of that you're proudly one side, a moral hypocrisy that you're going to be one side. There is no human being one-sided. There is no real hero that hadn't got a hidden villain. There's no villain that doesn't have a hidden hero. So if you have an unrealistic expectation to look for one side and try to get only one side and get rid of the other side, you're going to end up suffering. But life's not going to give you that. You only have certainty when you embrace both sides of life. If you love your spouse or the mate you're with, you're going to have things you like and things you dislike, things you admire and things you despise, and things you're attracted to and things you're repelled from, things you wish was the same and never change, and things you wish would be different. You're going to get both sides. You're not even being able to look in your mirror and look at yourself and think one-sided. You have times when you build yourself with pride and times when you beat yourself down with shame. You are both-sided. They're both-sided. World's both-sided. A real objective is embracing both sides. A fantasy is searching for one side. And the greater our fantasies that we seek in life, the more nightmarish our life becomes. I always say depression is a comparison of your current reality to a fantasy you're addicted to. Suffering is an addiction to this fantasy joy life that you're hoping for. I gave that up at age 30. I'm not interested in the hedonistic pursuit of one-sidedness. I'm not here to be positive all the time. You're going to beat yourself up trying to be one-sided and expect the world to be one-sided. And pray to some anthropomorphic deity that one-sided world's going to happen. Well, that's delusion. It's been shown that biologically that we require both support and challenge to grow. The entire ecosystem has prey and predator. Support for prey, you eat, anabolic. Challenge, predator, being eaten, catabolic. Your autonomic nervous system has both sides. Your brain has set up for both sides. Your breathing mechanism is set up for both sides. Your entire physiology is set up to master life. If you got prey without predator, you'd end up being gluttonous and fat and not fit. If you got predator without prey, you'd be emaciated and starved and not fit. But you put the two together, you get maximum performance and fitness. If you go out and run and expect to have fitness without a little exercise and challenge, not going to happen. You need a balance of opposites. Nature has the pair of opposites. This has been written since time of Heraclitus, Parmenides, great philosophers. It's nothing new. And Pythagoras wrote about it, who predecessored him, them. So Galen, the great physician, knew that you had to balance these pairs of opposites for wellness. So the number one source of your suffering is the pursuit of that which is unobtainable and trying to avoid that which is unavoidable. The idea of the amygdala response, the survival response, and please get this and hope you write this. The suffering is your feedback to let you know you're not living by highest in priority. See, your identity revolves around what your highest priority, whatever your highest value is in life, the thing that's most important to you, your identity revolves around it. Mine is teaching. I'm a teacher. Whatever is highest on your value, your identity revolves around, and that's where your authentic self is expressed. And so if you live by priority and you fill your day with the highest priority actions and you're most authentic and you delegate the lower things and stick to the thing that's most meaningful and most inspiring to you, most meaningful to you, and most authentic to you, every symptom in your life is pointing you back to authenticity. I'm trying to point you back to embrace both sides. You want to be loved and appreciated for both sides. You don't want to be loved only for one side, and neither does anybody else. So the moment you live by your highest priority and wake up your executive function and start being objective and living by what's truly meaningful to you, you're more resilient and you can embrace both sides of your life. And you'll realize that if you get cocky, you automatically get humbled and criticized by society to bring you back in equilibrium. And if you get humbled, you get lifted up by society to get you in equilibrium. Everything going on in your life, your physiological symptoms, your psychological symptoms, your business responses, your sociological feedback, your family's response are all trying to give you a feedback to embrace both sides and be yourself. Your authentic self embraces both. I'm not a hero or a villain. I'm a combination of the two. I'm not a saint or a sinner. I'm a combination of the two. I'm a pair of opposites. An individual is an undivided being. A persona is a mask we wear that covers up our true nature, our whole nature. In the study of physics, in thermodynamics, there's a thing called entropy. Entropy is the tendency to go from order to disorder. And entropy is defined by Claude Shannon and others as missing information, which psychologists call the unconscious. So if we're blinded and we're thinking we're all proud and we're only seeing the upsides and we're blinded to our downsides, we attract events to humble us, pride before the fall. If we're looking only at the downsides, we get supporters to lift us up, supporters. The tall poppy syndrome and the dole in Australia, they used to call it. Everything is trying to get us back into authenticity. If we're proud, that's a facade. If we're ashamed, that's a facade. If we're infatuated, that's a facade on somebody else. If we're resentful, that's a facade on somebody else. We're not seeing who they are. We're seeing only one side, and we're narrowing our mind with a bias. And the more we polarize it in good or bad or right or wrong or any absolute black and white thinking is going to make us suffer because we have no resilient, no adaptability because we fear the loss of that which we make all positive and we fear the gain of that which we make all evil. That's why the Savior and the devil was used in Christianity as a ploy for that state of mentality and you might say polarization. But the true, in a sense, love in the center, love's the synthesis of these pairs of opposites. The mean is the synthesis between pairs of opposites, as Aristotle described. The moment we brace both sides simultaneously and see both sides, and we're now neutral, we're not one side or the other, we're centered, we're empowered, we don't suffer, we're grateful. Our executive center comes in and it's our gratitude center and we're grateful because we see the hidden order in the apparent chaos. Chaos and disorder is missing information. Order is seeing all the information. Mindfulness, it's called, not mindlessness. So the source of our suffering is very simple. It's our addiction to fantasies about how life's supposed to be. And one of the common ones is you expect other people to be one-sided. I expect them to be more kind than cruel, more nice than mean, more positive than negative, more happy than sad, more one-sided. And you're not prepared for the other side. And when it hits you, it smacks you. And anytime you're addicted to one side and the other side smacks you, you have distress. And distress is the suffering that is there to try to let you know that you're holding on to an unrealistic expectation and fantasy about how life's supposed to be. And it's not your enemy. Suffering's not your enemy. Suffering smashes to pieces the fictions that you're running your life by and gets you grounded into the reality about how life is. And the magnificence of the way life is far greater than the fantasies you'll impose on it. So suffering is a biological mechanism that we create in our mind when we strive for unrealistic expectations of one-sidedness. Or we expect other people to live in our values. They can't live in our values. We have our values, they have their values. They can only live in their values. So if you expect them to live in your values, you're going to end up suffering. Because you now expect them to be living and supporting your values, not challenging your values. Again, another fantasy. Or you expect yourself to be one side, or you expect yourself to live in somebody else's values. When you're infatuated with somebody, you tend to sacrifice to be in their values. Eventually you get resentful to that to get your own values back. And you learn that doesn't work because then you end up suffering, trying to lose yourself, trying to be with somebody else or trying to get other people to live in your values and trying to, you know, get rid of them so you can be yourself. Both of those end up not working and they create symptoms to guide you back into authentic state where you have equanimity within yourself, neither pride nor shame, and equity between yourself and them, neither infatuation, resentment. You just get to see them for who they are, the totality. And people deserve to be loved for who they are. That's what you want. That's what they want. The mastery of that is the mastery of living in a state of appreciation for life. And I believe that all the suffering is nothing more than trying to get us back to that awareness. It's not our enemy. It's our friend. It's guiding us back. It's helping us break our fictions in life and get down to the facts, the objective facts about how life really is. And really, the truth is there's two sides. So when you finally get to the realization of that and quit running the racket and the story of being a victim of history, you start to become master of destiny. And the master of destiny is somebody who's prioritized, living by objectives, setting plans, mitigating risks, calming down the impulses and instincts of the animal nature and staying inspired, kind of like the Stoics of Marcus Aurelius described in his times, and allowing us to go on and do things that are really executive function, do something extraordinary. And then when we live by our highest values, we're most unique, we're most original, most authentic, and we make the biggest difference. Because when the second we try to live in other people's values and live in the fantasy of moral hypocrisies, we automatically go through our suffering to get us back to authenticity.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
We can't make a difference fitting in. We make a difference standing out. The way we stand out is to live authentically according to what we value most and learn the art of communicating, whatever that is, in terms of other people's needs and values. And if we fill our day with challenges that inspires, it doesn't fill up with challenges that don't. We fill our life with high priority actions that inspire us. It doesn't fill up with low priority distractions that despire us. So the feedback from the suffering is actually a guide. It's not a terrible thing. It's actually a gift. If you look very carefully, pretty well, whatever you're perceiving at the time you're suffering, turn it around 180 degrees, and that's probably an answer. You know, when it's just like the stock market. When the stock market goes up, ignorant people get all excited and elated and keep buying. And then they buy overpriced stock, and then they end up, when it crashes, they end up going, oh my God, they lost their money. Then they sell out. So they guaranteed foolish management of money because they let emotions run their life, which are polarized, instead of wisdom and objectivity run their life. Because when the market goes down, it looks like they've lost money from the past, but they're actually now can buy and get savings of the future because you're buying cheap. In other words, there's pros and cons when the market goes up, and there's pros and cons when the market goes down. It doesn't matter what the market does. You don't have to be run by the external world. If you dollar cost average, no matter what happens, you win. You get an average, you get the mean, and you put expectations on a mean, you have realistic expectations, you don't get let down. You don't suffer because you're now having realistic expectations. Well, the same thing on a human being. I'm not going to be up all the time or down all the time. I'm going to have both sides. If I have an expectation to be one-sided, I'm going to feel let down. If I have an expectation to oscillate around a mean, I'm going to have a realistic expectation that I can live. The difference between a fantasy and objective is a fantasy is looking for a one-sided world, and objectives embracing both sides in the pursuit of something deeply meaningful, the mean. So you're not going to suffer if you have groundedness in what you're actually pursuing in life and expecting in life. We have control over our perceptions, decisions, and actions in life. If we balance out our expectations for our perceptions and balance out our expectations and our motor actions, we have an amazing life. And we're very grateful, and we actually have meaning in life. So our suffering is optional. We can choose to it, but the thing is if you go and you think something doesn't match your fantasy and you tell people how terrible life is and run your story and dramatize the story and feed your amygdala and myelinate the amygdala and don't myelinate the executive center, you're just gonna prolong the process, and then you're gonna go to a shrink, which will shrink you further probably. And then they're going to say, well, you're a victim of some outside thing, blame it, and live in the zoo instead of by perpetrator and innocent victim models, instead of actually being accountable and realizing it has nothing to do with the world around you. It has everything to do with your perceptions of the world around you and what you decide to do with it and how you act upon it. And if you change your perceptions, you change your decisions and change your actions, you can take anything that ever happens in your life and you can find the center and empower yourself and go do something extraordinary with your life. That's what I teach in the Breakthrough Experience program. Every time I teach that program, and when I teach the DeMartini method, it's the science of how to take whatever you think is perturbing you and bringing you back into homeostasis in the center where you're not suffering. Suffering is perceptual. And you probably think, well, what about this happening? And people throw that at me every week in the breakthroughs. What about if a person does this and death and this, all kinds of things? There's nothing your mortal body can experience that your immortal soul can't love and use to its greatest advantage. You have massive amount of resilience and adaptability available to you if you ask the right questions. The quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. And the most powerful quality questions are the ones that bring you back into equilibrium, not polarize you. Don't ask, why is this happening to me? How is this experience that I'm perceiving, how is it helping me fulfill what's most meaningful to me? You ask that question. And what is the highest priority action I can do to help me fulfill what's most meaningful to me? If you live by priority of perceptions and actions, you're not going to suffer as much because you're going to be more objective and you're going to get more grounded and you're going to get real with about what you're going to do. And that doesn't mean you have to play small. It just means that you're now going to put a strategy in place to play big. You're going to give yourself permission to go and start with what you know and let what you know grow in the achievements that you want in life. Because you're not going to get great achievements setting up fantasies. You're going to have letdowns. I see this every week. I see people going out and trying to get rich quick by gambling on cryptocurrencies or do some crazy things on gambling in the markets. And they're going, oh, this is going to get a high and it's going to be quick and immediate gratification. And they have unrealistic expectation to get smacked. Instead of patient, long-term objectives, they build momentum. They're unstoppable. Those are the ones that end up with less suffering. You're more grateful in life. So I just want to take a moment to go through some of those principles of suffering and make you look at it. Again, it's in all seven areas of your life. And unless you can balance out your perceptions and decisions and actions and set real objectives in life, you're going to suffer. And you don't have to. And I just want to take a moment to say about a masterclass that I'm giving called Balancing Your Emotions for Greater Achievement. This is for leaders and influencers so they can know the values and power of managing your emotions. Because when you live by your highest value, you're going to wake up your superpower, not your subpower. Because if you got something out of this little session that we just did, you would get something out of that, I'm certain. That's a bigger class. This is just a little quickie. But I'm a firm believer that in my own life, I looked up until I was 30, I was trying to be positive all the time. And then I'd beat myself up going, why am I not staying positive all the time? And then I'd be angry at other people and I would avoid all people that had any negativity or criticism. And then I realized that when I was proud, I was attracting criticizers to get me back in equilibrium. And when I was down, there was attracting people to lift me up. And I was being homeostated by people. And my addiction to one side was making me constantly get the other side, the criticism, bring me down. And if I was not living up to this one side, I'd beat myself up. And I realized the more I was trying to build myself up, I end up beating myself up. And I realized I don't need to build myself or beat myself up. I just need to be myself. How am I going to be loved for other people, from other people, for being who I am, if I'm not being who I am? You're not here to be proud. You're not here to be shamed. You're here to be you. And the magnificence of who you are far greater than all the fantasies you'll impose on yourself, which create your nightmares. So yeah, at age 30, I had a wake-up call and I realized that looking for a one-sided world is a futile attempt. You have futility. Every time you infatuate with somebody, you're going to want to change yourself to be like them. And if you try to live in their values, not your own, you have futility. Every time you're resentful to somebody, you're going to try to get them to live like you, and you're going to project your values on them and try to get them to live in your values, which is futility. But when you actually just love people for who they are and embrace both sides of them and yourself, wow, you have utility, not futility. So that's why I want you to go and go on the masterclass to balance your emotions for greater achievement. Go back and grab that. Take advantage of that. And hopefully somewhere along the line, if you want to really master it, come and learn the DeMartini method at the Breakthrough Experience. That tool is a gold mine. And come and learn how to live, to determine and how to live by your values, because of highest priority values. Because if you're not, you're going to keep suffering in your life. You're going to create it. And it's absolutely just a healthy biological response to feedback to get you back to priority and to get you back to authenticity. As I said, everything that's going on in your life is trying to get you to be authentic. And that's what you want. And when you do it, you're in the zone. You're in tune and on target with life again. You're in the flow, whatever you want to call it. And life is actually pretty grand and you're pretty inspired and grateful for your life. So suffering is optional. It's up to you. You can choose to keep looking for a one-sided world and create your own crazies. Again, one last statement on the Buddha: the desire for that which is unobtainable and the desire to avoid that which is unavoidable is a source of human suffering. Set realistic objectives that are really deeply meaningful, that are in priority in your life. Do small incremental steps to build momentum to great achievement. You'll have more resilience, more adaptability, and less so-called suffering, because the suffering is a feedback to guide you to authenticity. Anyway, take advantage of the masterclass. Sign up for it now. I look forward to seeing you next week. Hope you got something out of here. I certainly love presenting these things because it's hopefully stimulating to make you think. You got some notes. And if you get something out of this, please go out and tell other people about this little weekly class. If you have somebody you care about and you think that this might make a difference in their life, please let them know about it. Because we all know that when we go out and make a difference in other people's life, that's part of our own fulfillment. So until next week, this is Dr. DeMartini. Live your life by the highest priority on a daily basis and dissolve your suffering into gratitude. Thank you.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you'd love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please click the subscribe button so that you're notified when we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini and his work, then please log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of our DeMartini team. We'd really love to get to know you and to understand what you're wanting to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. We'd also love to invite you to join us in the DeMartini Stay Inspired Facebook group, which you can access by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay focused and inspired, and take the appropriate actions to empower all seven areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired.